honest man of labor has a fair young buxom wife, who, it seems, a lusty neighbor loved always as dear as life. And they often would be sporting when her husband was not by, like to wanton lovers courting in another neighbor's rye. As the good man walked once early, being grieved and forlorn, there he see his sweet wife fairly in the midst of all the corn, and her gallant lying by her. Then her husband thus did cry, "Oh, sweet wife, I do admire that you spoil my neighbor's rye. I with tears have often told you that you should these ways forsake, yet no words could e'er withhold you, but those rambles still you take. Here you both do roll and tumble while the corn is rank and high, that he owns the field will grumble if he see you spoil his rye. You a trespass have committed, as the world may plainly see, and I shall be finely fitted should he take a course with me. In the corn you have caressed, this, my dear, you can't deny. I for this may be arrested, 'cause you spoil my neighbor's rye. Every morning, love, you leave me to enjoy your gallant here. This can now no less than grieve me, and doth cost me many a tear. Do but think on the distraction which I undergo thereby. How shall I make satisfaction for your spoiling of this rye? Tell me, pray, now, is it reason that I should to ruin run and be hurried to a prison for the fault which you have done? No, I'll ne'er will undergo it. I'll first from your presence fly. Therefore, if you love me, show it, and don't spoil my neighbor's rye. Husband, 'tis the genteel fashion for to have a friend in store. Yet pray be not in a passion, I ne'er did the like before. Here my friend will never fail you, but most readily comply, if need be to come and bail you for my spoiling of the rye. Now I have my bail provided, and with that pulled out his knife. Ere I will be thus derided, rascal, I will have thy life. Then her friend with tears beheld him, and did straight for mercy cry. But he swore he straight would geld him for his spoiling of the rye. I'll deprive him of that talent which doth wanton woman please. Then the good wife and her gallant both upon their bended knees. He cried, "Neighbor, she sweet honey, do not act such cruelty. Spare the tools and take this money for the spoiling of the rye." Then he gave him 40 shilling, all the coin he had in store, and the good man he was willing to excuse the crime therefore. Then her friend this promise made him, and protested solemnly, that if he would not degrade him, never more to spoil.